heads. This is CJSF 90.1 FM.
And you're tuning in to Slumber Party.
This is CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby, community radio from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the stolen ancestral territory of the Kwikwetlem, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh.
List online at cjsf.ca or on our radio app, which you can download from the app or Google Store depending on your device. Keep up to date on our social media at linktree.com/CJSF radio and learn more by visiting our website, cjsf.ca. Got a request? Text or call us at 778-782-CJSF, which is 2573. Welcome, welcome, everyone, to Slumber Party, the first show of the new year. Woo-hoo. I'm DJ Star.
And I'm DJ Coco. Thank you so much for joining us, as DJ Star said, for this new year. Very exciting, so hope you're having a great new year as well. As usual, we have a topic prepared for later on and some music to play as of right now. So we're just going to jump straight into it, and DJ Star will introduce the first couple.
So yeah, the first song is Candy Breath, and it's by Wednesday.
Away into good containers. Join us every Tuesday evening from 8 to 10 p.m. Pacific for Bitcoover FM, featuring the best in chiptune, video game soundtracks, synthesized music, history of electronic instruments, and more, right here on CJSF 90.1 FM. We'll see you in the virtual plaza, and remember to synthesize with nostalgia.
you're here. I'm pleased, I really dig your company. Your style, your smile, your peace mentality. Lord, have mercy on me. I was blind, now I can see what I came supposed to be. Baby, I feel free. Come on and go with me. Let's take a long walk around the park after dark. Find a spot for us to spark conversation, verbal elation, stimulation. Share our situation, temptation, education, relaxation, elevation. Maybe we can talk about Sora 3118. Your background, it ain't squeaky clean shit. Sometimes we all got to swim upstream. You ain't no saint, we all a sinner. But you put your good foot down to make your soul the winner. I respect that. Man, you're so fat. And you're all that, plus supreme. Then you're humble. Man, I'm numb, yo, and feeling. I can feel everything that you bring. Let's take a long walk around the park after dark. Find a spot for us to spark conversation, verbal elation, stimulation. Share our situation, temptation, education, relaxation, elevation. Maybe we can talk about Revelation 3:17. Or maybe we could see a movie, or maybe we could see a play on Saturday. Or maybe we could free and feel the breeze and listen to a symphony. Or maybe chill and just be. Or maybe, maybe we could take a cruise and listen to the roots. Or maybe eat some passion fruit. Or maybe cry to the blues. Or maybe we could just be silent.
Welcome back.
Okay, sorry. We just went into a deep dive on some topic that is not going to be our topic of discussion today.
No, we'll never be. anyway, this is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. We broadcast from Simon Fraser University, and we are a community radio station. You're tuning into Slumber Party, and we played a whole blast of songs.
We can go through them real quick. So the last song you just heard was A Long Walk by Jill Scott. I just love that song. It's not new, it's not Canadian, but had to put it in there. The song before that was Out of Hand by Giant Day. And then the two songs before that were both by Terrain Vague. I think they released an album recently, and the two songs were L'Aventure and Incognito. And their name is kind of interesting. I looked up what it means, and it translates to neglected urban spaces, which are normally left over from development, so industrial wastelands or overgrown areas. Ooh. And it's also kind of talking about, or it's indicating that there is some room for growth. And yeah, I thought that was interesting, at least.
It's like all those dystopian movies with all the human society ruins, and then they have all the vines growing all over it.
Pretty much, Terrain Vogue.
Good name.
And then Sid was the last song by Ray Lee from the album Fate is Criminal. And I think that's all of them. If you got that, hopefully you did. And our topic for today is imagination and creativity. And the question we kind of want to answer is if it declines with age. But before we get to that, we gotta lay the groundwork a little bit. So I thought of this topic mostly because I've been trying to get back into writing and, you know, think of some things to write about fiction-wise. But I realized that when I was a kid, I was writing a lot more fantasy types of things. And then when I'm trying to sit down and write, I'm writing about, like, sitting in an office or, like, feeling depressed. And I'm like, yeah, wait a second. And I think it also has to do with the difference in the types of books and media that I do consume compared to when I was younger. Like, I think a lot of the most popular childhood books of mine were, like, Percy Jackson or, like, the fairy books. I don't remember what they're all called. They're, like,
Rainbow fairy books.
Yeah, the rainbow fairy books or Harry Potter. You know, they all have some sort of fantasy element, fairies, wizards. And then it's kind of changed. And this is just, like, through looking at the library from, you know, like, young adult fiction or, like, childhood books to adult fiction. And I've just been reading a lot of books that are about violence and war and sexual assault and everything. So it's been a pretty big change. And I don't think it has to do with imagination necessarily, but I do feel like it maybe has impacted my abilities to think in the way that a child might think about magic and stuff like that. But then I started thinking, like, oh, is this something that declines with age? Like, do we just lose this ability?
Yeah. Maybe with the change in topics, like, a hypothesis could be that being more, we grow up and we become more curious about the world and we learn more about the world and all the inequities and things that happen that are pretty, you know, horrendous. And that's kind of what we focus, what we want to inform ourselves on. And so all this childhood stuff, I feel like, gets put to the back burner, at least from my perspective, and for me too. But yeah, moving forward, I was trying to research a little more into imagination and creativity because turns out that they aren't the same thing, or they have slightly different definitions, and I was getting a little confused about this. So just to further lay the groundwork, imagination refers to the ability to picture something that doesn't exist. So this is more like having a mental picture, creating new ideas or concepts. And this is not like the stereotypical, you know, oh, the artsy kid has a great imagination. Imagination is not related with directly the fine arts. It could be, you know, anything. This could include, like, your thoughts, as in visualizing characters or scenes when you're reading a book, or being introspective and imagining how other people perceive you, to, you know, even just brainstorming with other people and thinking of new ideas.
Mm-hmm. I also found, however, that creativity sometimes does require imagination, and in order to generate new ideas, like, you do have to use your imagination. And they are frequently linked, but yeah, as CJ Coco said, there are a lot of different areas or facets of imagination. One that I found interesting and that I don't really think you have as a child is a moral imagination, which is talking about finding answers to ethical questions and dilemmas through imagination and visualization. Because I know, like, morality develops a bit more gradually as you age rather than, like, a child's not, you know, thinking about, like,
not prioritizing if they should kill 10 people or a sibling.
Exactly. So yeah, there are, like, different facets of imagination, but, you know, it is kind of a requirement to have some element of imagination to be creative. And also the simplest form of imagination can be considered REM sleep, which is involuntary. And I thought this was really interesting that many animals show signs of dreaming as well. So they have some aspect of imagination. And it was like pretty much across a lot of different types of animals, like mammals, birds, reptiles have all been recorded. Like their brain activity, eye movements, and twitching like while they're sleeping, which are all signs of REM sleep.
Interesting.
Yeah, so that's really cool. Just a little side note is like fun fact for the day.
I think that goes back into a very long conversation when we were talking about the morality of a pig or something like that. I feel like maybe if they have imagination, they have other things we aren't aware of. But
probably, because we don't have insight into their mental states. Like they can't communicate it with us, and we can only pick it up off of brain scan. So we don't know what they're imagining in their heads or if they have thoughts.
Interesting. I didn't know that. I will keep that in mind.
Yeah, definitely keep that in mind.
But yeah, the imagination, it is a massive component, pretty much the biggest component of creativity. But creativity, the definition for that is more like the physical product that we see. So creativity is defined as the ability or, you know, more motivation to produce imaginative ideas and put them into reality. So this is like, you know, tangibly writing poetry or someone who directs a film, makes a costume. Even things like, you know, freestyle skateboarding can count. Making something up, making a new move up. Strategy, making a new invention with innovation. So just to lay the groundwork for that.
And yeah, we have some examples of how imagination may be manifested for us as children, because imagination, let me back up for a second. This is more of a psychological perspective on imagination in children, but it's really important for mental, emotional, social development, because it allows children to practice, like, through, I think it's a lot of like pretend playing, that they can practice representation, social relationships, and also taking one another's perspectives. Because if you're, you know, pretending that you're somebody else, you have to think like them and think about what the other people who you're playing with are also thinking about.
Empathy.
And emotional regulation, like a bunch of different things are really helpful for